You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Atlanta Braves with MLB.com's Braves beat reporter Mark Bowman. We are finally just about at the beginning of the regular season, and I'm not sure anybody's more excited about that than beat reporters. And it's time to start taking a look at what the 2015 Braves are really going to look like. So, got five questions for you, and we start with number one for this Braves club. If it goes well, if they surprise people, if they sneak into the playoffs, if they are the team that they think they're going to be, what's the single biggest reason that we will look back at that happened?
I think it's going to happen. You know, this offense, you know, people can look and trust.
Hey, sorry, guys. I don't mean to interrupt, but Mark, we can barely hear you. I'm not sure if you can find a new spot.
Okay.
But it's just all covered by background noise, and I'd hate for this to be a waste for you guys.
Let me just go back here behind this band here.
That would be awesome. Thank you. Okay. Sorry for interrupting.
Okay, no problem.
So the intro is fine if you just want to pick it up with your question, Matthew.
Sure, okay.
Excuse me.
All right. Can you hear me a little better now?
Seems better to me.
Okay.
So expectations for the Braves around the league are not that high. In Atlanta, I think they're higher. In beautiful Lake Buena Vista, I think they're higher. So question one is, if this team is to surprise people outside the organization and sneak into a playoff spot as they believe they've got a real shot to do, what's going to be the biggest reason that we'll look back at that happened?
I believe it's going to have to be the pitching staff. You know, you can look at it and try to be optimistic. If by putting the ball in play more consistently, they're going to score more runs, and maybe they will. It's still not going to be a great offense. If they're going to have to get great years out of Shelby Miller, Julio Teheran, and Alex Wood at the front of the rotation, and hope that their bullpen plans pan out with Jim Johnson and Jason Grilley proving to be valuable setup men for Craig Kimbrel.
Miller's kind of an interesting guy. He's kind of not gotten a lot of attention relative to some of the other guys, but he's a guy who seems to me to potentially be a 2 or 3 starter in the big leagues this year. What have you seen from him this spring?
You said Shelby Miller?
Yeah.
Shelby, you know, what we've seen is a guy who has built off that success he had last year when he started throwing the sinker. The last 10 or so starts there with the Cardinals. He's a guy with a lot of confidence, 24 years old, you know, former first-round draft pick. You're seeing a guy who I do think. I think that he is a long-term number one, well, number two for sure type of starter. You know, I hate to throw around that term ace, but, you know, could he develop into that? Yeah, but he is certainly a guy as he's now continuing to move past being a thrower, distancing himself from his days as a thrower, adding to his repertoire, looking much more like a pitcher. I think could have a very strong season, and the future is bright for him.
One of the unfair but maybe not unreasonable comps that was hung on him early when he got to the big leagues early in St. Louis was that maybe there was a little Matt Cain in him. Do you think does that look like a reasonable comp for Miller if he develops into the guy that we hope he will?
Yeah, I mean, I probably need to see him a little bit more. I don't really see Matt Cain right there off the bat, you know, that's a nice comparison. Yeah, I guess the description that I gave there was a solid number two. He could pitch like an ace on many days. Yeah, I think he kind of fits that Matt Cain mold. And you know, that gives you even more reason to understand why the Braves were willing to give up 1 year Jason Hayward for 4 years of him.
So the flip side of that, question two is, if they fall short, if this is a long year, if this feels more like a rebuilding year, which nobody there hopes or expects it will, what do you think we'll look back on as the primary culprit for that?
Well, I think it will simply be that the offense just lacks firepower. You look and the one home run, you know, true power threat in your lineup, Freddie Freeman, doesn't have a legitimate protection in the lineup. So we're looking at the possibility he gets walked quite frequently throughout the year. Maybe Eric Young Jr., you know, while he might be a nice, maybe he played center field better than you expected. He goes back to producing an on-base percentage similar to he did last year. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, maybe V.J. Upton comes back in June or, you know, sometime in May or June, and you know, it continues to be the V.J. Upton that he's been in the past. There's enough reason to doubt this offense that I think that we can easily pinpoint that as the potential culprit.
Who's the most pivotal player on this club? Who's the guy that if he succeeds, that's a really good sign, and if he doesn't, they're in trouble?
I tell you what, Christian Bethencourt is very intriguing. And now it's not going to stand out to you as a guy who, offensively, I'm expecting him to be better than what was being projected a couple years ago in the minors. He's made strides. You know, maybe he's a 240 to 250 hitter. By the 8-10 home run, something like that. I think one thing they need him to do is just be able to handle that pitching staff, get through games, be the defensive. Show off his arm, provide strength with his arm there behind the plate, prove that he isn't a guy, he isn't lazy like he has been perceived to be at times during his career. I think if he develops into the kind of player that the Braves are hoping, he could have a great impact on this team. You kind of know what you're going to get from the Freemans and Simmons. Bethencourt's that question mark, so I think he's one guy who could have a significant impact.
What's the biggest unknown about this team? What's the one thing that we're just not going to know until they're playing games and getting deep into the season?
You know, I think maybe you've gotten a sense of it, but Jace Peterson. I think Jace Peterson is going to be a solid player. I think I told you in the past that I don't see him as an all-star type guy, but he's one of those players that every team's going to want to have. He's a great athlete. I think the Braves fans are going to quickly understand why it looks like he's going to be in the lineup every day, whether that's at second base, maybe occasionally going over to third base, especially if Jose Peraza ever reaches the big leagues at some point this year. He's a guy that can do a little bit of everything for you with the glove, the bat. He's probably 280, 290 type guy. If he plays as much as I expect him to, you're looking at 20 to 25 stolen bases. So a guy is going to contribute a little bit across the table, and a guy that's just fun to watch.
And finally, give me one interesting, bold, surprising prediction about the 2015 Braves.
I see this as a team that if they stay healthy, it's a team that's going to compete with flirt with that 500 mark. That's not a bold prediction, probably. But what I will say is Chris Johnson is not going to compete for a batting title this year, but you're going to see a guy that's going to get back to that 290, 230, or 290 to 300 hitter. He's going to hit a lot more line drives and be much more of a full hitter this year. I think you're going to see him sit against some right-handers, but at the same time, I think it's going to be a much looser platoon, and he will be much more productive, maybe even than he was when he did hit 321 in 2013, just because there may be just a little more pop in that bat this year.
All right, well, Ron Froman, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.